Social Services Overview, Aging and Disability Resources Center, ADRC. The Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, is the first place for individuals to go to get accurate, unbiased information on all aspects of life related to aging or living with a disability. KIPDA's ADRC is committed to the continuity of services. Additionally, the ADRC handles intake for all internal KIPDA programs. Whether you are looking for yourself, your concerned family member or friend, or a professional working with issues related to aging or disabilities, an ADRC specialist can find you the resources you need. An ADRC specialist can assist you with locating information and resources about aging or living with a disability, understanding and navigating available long-term care options, and applying for programs such as in-home services, Medicaid waivers, non-emergency transportation, and caregiver programs. KIPDA referral information in home services. This program assists individuals over the age of 60 to remain in their homes and avoid premature placement in long-term care facilities. In-home supports can provide services that encompass a wide range of non-medical services. These services include assessment and case management, homemaking, personal care, escort, respite. Nutrition Program. The Nutrition Program for Older Persons and the Nutrition Services Incentive Program, NSIP, supports home and community-based nutrition services for older adults. The Nutrition Program provides balanced meals to individuals 60 years of age and over along with their spouses. The program also provides nutrition screening, assessment, and education to help participants meet their nutritional needs. There are two components to this program. Congregate meal services are available at community meal sites where elders are encouraged to attend not only to eat a meal but also to socialize and participate in activities. These activities vary by site but can include exercise, games, trips, education, and information about local supports and services. Home-delivered meals services provides funding for meals served in the home of elders who are unable to attend a community meal site. The program provides the same level of information and education as the congregate meal services, just without social activities. Medicaid waiver services. Kentucky Medicaid waivers provides in-home care and community support services to an individual of any age with a physical, developmental, and/or intellectual disability to help them remain in or return to their homes. Services include case management, minor home adaptation, adult day health care, homemaking, personal and attendant care, goods, and supplies. KIPDA is the provider of two Medicaid waiver programs. Participant Directed Services, PDS, allows participants to hire providers of their choosing that may include friends and sometimes family. This option gives participants freedom of choice, flexibility, and control over their services and supports. Traditional waiver services allows the participant to receive services from Medicaid-approved agencies within their communities. Transportation services. KIPDA's senior transportation options accommodate the challenges that seniors and individuals with disabilities face when trying to find transportation. Senior centers in the region provide transportation to and from KIPDA-funded senior centers and several nutrition sites. Non-emergency medical transportation provides transportation to and from medical appointments, medical therapies, hospitals, clinics, and other health-related services. The Transportation Voucher Program assists seniors to pay for transportation to medical appointments by using a self-directed personal assistance model, which allows participants to choose who provides their rides. Family Caregiver Support. The National Family Caregiver Support Program provides the support that assists family and informal caregivers to care for their loved ones at home for as long as possible. The program provides five types of services: individual counseling, organization support groups, caregiver training, respite care, supplemental services, and home modifications. These services work in conjunction with other community-based services to provide a coordinated set of supports. Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. The Kentucky Family Caregiver Program is a state-funded supportive services program offered to grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. Grandparents of any age in Kentucky, who are the primary caregiver for the grandchild under the age of 18, who meet financial and other guidelines, and are not receiving kinship care, may be eligible to receive financial assistance or supportive services. This program provides information about available services, assistance in gaining access to services, counseling, and information about support groups and caregiver training, and financial assistance for the purchase of clothing, respite assistance, educational supplies, legal services, and other authorized expenses. State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. The State Health Insurance Assistance Program provides educational assistance to an individual or their caregivers who are aging into Medicare, receiving Medicare due to a disability, or already have Medicare and in need of guidance. SHIP also assists those who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. Assistance can be provided over the phone or in person. SHIP is a national program that works with dedicated counselors from different entities within the community to assist the Medicare beneficiaries within the KIPDA region. The volunteer counselors help with a multitude of things, including but not limited to one-on-one assistance, over-the-phone assistance, outreach, educational classes, and assisting with applications for Medicare savings programs. The Assister Program, KINECT. The Assister Program is comprised of health insurance assisters throughout the community to assist an individual with enrollment into plans located in the Health Benefit Exchange. KIPDA assisters assist individuals not only in the KIPDA region but also in the counties including Breckenridge, Carroll, Grayson, Hardin, LaRue, Marion, Meade, Nelson, and Washington. Assisters can enroll individuals in Modified Adjusted Gross Income Medicaid or MAGI Medicaid for short. This is different than other forms of Medicaid, as it is determined strictly by income level, not a disability or other factors. The assisters in this program are also trained in enrolling individuals in insurance plans on the healthcare.gov website. Active Choices. Active Choices is a 6-month evidence-based telephonic program designed to increase regular, health-enhancing physical activity in older adults. It is a free program designed for adults 60 years and older. Capable. Capable is a free program developed to help older adults live safely in their homes. This program includes visits from an occupational therapist and registered nurse and minor home repair, modifications, and assistive devices. Senior centers. Senior centers in our region have long been important community resources for older adults and their families. KIPDA-funded senior centers provide a wide range of supportive services that enhance the quality of life and promote healthy, positive, and active aging. General services include, but not limited to, advocacy, counseling, education, health and wellness programs, friendly visiting, telephone reassurance, information and assistance, outreach and transportation. Health promotion and disease prevention. This program coordinates with senior centers, health departments, pharmacies, other social service agencies, educational establishments, and hospital to promote evidence-based programs. Health promotion fairs are planned to increase awareness and involvement within the community for older adults. Health promotions programs strive to strengthen advocacy related to health issues for older adults. This support effort is realized through local, regional, state, and national efforts. Examples of health promotion and disease prevention program and activities include the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program, the Diabetes Self-Management Program, Walk with Ease, Falls Talk, and more. Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program advocates on behalf of residents in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. It is a no-cost service, and we assist long-term care residents and their families in Breckenridge, Bullitt, Grayson, Hardin, Henry, Jefferson, LaRue, Marion, Meade, Nelson, Oldham, Shelby, Spencer, Trimble, and Washington counties. The Kentucky Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program advocates for residents of nursing homes, personal care homes, and family care homes. Improving care and encouraging positive changes at all levels. Responsibilities for long-term care ombudsmen include identifying, investigating, and resolving complaints made by or on behalf of residents, providing information to residents about long-term care services, representing the interest of residents before governmental agencies and seeking administrative, legal, and other remedies to protect residents, educating and information consumers and the general public about long-term care issues and concerns, and facilitating public comment on laws, regulations, and policies, promoting development of citizens' organizations to participate in the program. The KIPDA Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program is provided through Catholic Charities and be contacts at 502-637-9786 or 24/7 answering services 1-800-854-3233. KIPDA's Division of Social Services Disaster Preparedness Plan.